Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host for the day, Scott Bogman. The Welsh is not with us. And I have been doing these killer interviews with some great guests. And today we're going to be talking about projections. And if I'm talking about projections, specifically in football, I have to bring on the best in the business, Derek Cardy. You can follow him at Derek Cardy on the Twitter. He is the creator of The Bat and The Blitz. These are award-winning projection systems that kill it every single season. So I'm not known as a projection guy, Cardy, but if I want to get projections, I come to you because you are the man. So thank you for taking the time out, and excited to have you here with us again today.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for the, you know, the kind words. It's this is always a fun one to do every year.
So let's just start with the Blitz and your projection system. It's been great every single season. Tell us what's new about it this year, where everyone can find it. And I mean, you know, I'm just going to ask you questions for draft season, but this is a tool that will help you for the entire season, not just with fantasy, but with betting. So please just break down the Blitz for us, explain it to everyone, and let us know how we can find it.
Yeah, the Blitz is my projection system. If you haven't used it before, you're probably missing out. it accounts for pretty much anything that matters, you know, on the football field. You know, when coaches change from year to year, it accounts for the new schemes, the new coaching tendencies, obviously player talent, offensive lines, defense, weather, domes, home field advantage, like down, distance, game situation, like all kinds of stuff. It's been really great. I make the season-long projections available completely for free. They're over at EV Analytics. You can see them now, and you can kind of sort it to customize it for your league. In season, for DFS, it's by subscription at RotoGrinders. For sports betting, it's by subscription at EV Analytics. It's really been great in the, I don't know, 7 or 8 years that it's been around now.
Yeah, it's a great system, and it's definitely a go-to for me. So let's dive in on some questions to help some of our listeners before draft season here and during draft season, because I know a lot of people are already going. Is there just, you know, on the outside looking in from a guy that makes projections, and you put so many numbers into these projections, you know, I had on Andrew Erickson last week. Our show was called Numbers We Love. And I even talked about on that show how a lot of the times we cherry pick numbers, right? There are numbers that we like, and we probably put a little bit too much faith in them. I know for myself, yards per route run is one of my favorite stats for wide receivers, right? And I think if I'm splitting hairs, I'll look at that number and go, okay, well, this number's a little bit better for this guy. I like that. But, you know, it does correlate a lot to the elite wide receivers. So is there one stat where people are looking at it and you think maybe we're putting just a little bit too much faith in this one stat? And I know, the basics are like yards per catch or, you know, things like that. Anything a little deeper than those ones?
Yeah. So I guess it's more of kind of like an overarching thing, but I think people are way too confident in defensive stats, especially when, you know, this time of year when we're talking about, you know, you see analysts talking about the playoffs and like, oh, they're going to have to face the Buccaneers defense in week 16. Like, oh, you don't want him because the playoffs are going to be harder. Like, whatever. Like, good luck knowing anything about whether what defenses are going to be good or bad this year, much less in week 16. Like, defensive stats are so noisy. Unless you're really treating them right, they're almost not even worth looking at.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was on, I host a college football show as well called CFP Winning Edge. And we talk a lot in that on, you know, win totals before the season and stuff where, you know, I think strength of schedule matters so much more for a college schedule because you're usually in those scenarios, you're talking about a gap in talent. It's not, you know, hey, this defense was great last season. There is a wide step. But when you get to the NFL, and this is why I just do not pay attention at all, and I haven't really for a long time. It might be, you might have said this the first time we had you on a few years ago, Cardi, but the defenses are so different from the beginning of the season to the end of the season, not even to mention from last year to this year. There are just so many moving parts. Like the Dolphins this year, for example, going to have one of the worst defenses in the NFL to start. I mean, Shaq Barrett just retired. They already put on the pup their other two defensive ends. I don't know how they're going to put pressure on a quarterback. So the Dolphins are going to have a lot of high scoring affairs to start early until their big guys that can actually put pressure on the quarterback and Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb return back from the injured list. So from the injured reserve, excuse me, I'm too used to baseball these days. Those are things that are going to happen. And I mean, just to base now, way before week, you know, 15, 16, 17, that I want a player because of his playoff matchup. I don't know, man, you know, yeah, just that, too much can change. In the yeah. Yeah. It's just, it, yeah. I think like you said, noisy. That's a really good one. Let me ask you this. Who is being slept on as a potential first round pick according to Blitz projections and who is being overrated? Because, you know, I mean, for me, I think that wide receiver group is a little deeper at the top. So I have more running backs in my first round, but I know it's typically 8 to 9 wide receivers, maybe 3 to 4 RBs in the first round. Does the Blitz see it the same way, or is it more of an even split among guys that should be valued in the first round?
The Blitz is definitely viewing it more wide receiver heavy in the first round. Really the only running backs it likes as first rounders, assuming we're talking PPR leagues, is McCaffrey, sure, Breece Hall, and Bijan Robinson, which I don't think is a surprise to anyone. But I think that kind of like next tier of running back, the guys that, you know, are maybe taken like right at the end of the first round or early second, they look really overrated to me. Guys like Jahmyr Gibbs, Saquon Barkley, Jonathan Taylor. I would much rather take a wide receiver there. Each one of those guys has question marks. Like David Montgomery is not gone. Like Gibbs is fine. He's explosive. He's exciting. He's got upside. His workload is also probably like not first round worthy. Saquon Barkley, we don't know how much touchdown equity he's going to have in this offense. Is Philly with a new offensive coordinator, are they going to keep the brotherly shove or the tush push or whatever you want to call it, like in play? Like is Saquon going to wind up with like 6 touchdowns all year or something like that? I don't feel comfortable about any of those guys. They project out a little worse than where they are. And there is one running back though that is no one is considering in the first round, and you don't need to take him there, but the Blitz loves and thinks could be a borderline viable first rounder. And that's Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara is, I mean, he's like the he's like the 20th running back off the board or something this year. It's like, it's not high, but the blitz thinks he's a top five guy this year. And I don't understand why people don't like him as much. Like, he's kind of older, he's less exciting, you know, hasn't had, you know, that real explosive year in a while, but they are bringing a new offensive coordinator this year. Kubiak likes to run the ball. They still don't have it, it's a different scheme. It's a scheme that actually probably fits Kamara the best that he's ever had. I mean, aside from Chris Olave, they really don't have anyone to throw the ball to. Shahid, I guess, you know, whatever, Juwan Johnson. But for the most part, like, we have to expect Kamara to still be really involved in the passing game. Last year, he finished with a 19% target share in games he started, which is among the highest of any running back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. To betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
That we're taking as if he's like a timeshare guy or something. It doesn't make any sense to me. I like Kamara a lot. You don't have to take him in the first round. You don't have to take him in the second round. But I want him later because he could deliver that kind of value.
Yeah, Kamara is definitely one of those guys that I just, you know, I've been probably disrespecting a little bit too. And it's one of those things where you look at it and you go, you know, yes, this guy was suspended at the beginning of last year. His total numbers don't look the same as some of the other guys, but he had 75 catches in 13 games last season. I mean, that is a very, very good rate. Like you said, yes, the OC changed, but is this offense going to change a massive amount? And Kendre Miller is getting a ton of love. He's getting some buzz. I think the same thing is happening in the reverse side to Montgomery, or maybe for Kamara, the same side as Montgomery. And I know that Gibbs was way more productive at the end of the year versus at the beginning of the year. But even, I believe, going over these numbers last week, it was weeks 1 through 9. Montgomery was a top 7 back, and then Gibbs was right around 20-ish. And then it flipped, and Gibbs was 5th, but Montgomery was still 13th.
Yeah,
so
like Montgomery's still going to get, unless Montgomery gets hurt, like Gibbs is not getting a huge workload. He's just not. He'll get the high-value touches in the pass game, but there's too much uncertainty for me with him there. And I think it's a kind of a good comp to Kamara and Kendre Miller, because someone might say, well, you know, Kendre Miller could eat into Alvin Kamara this year. I don't buy it. I mean, maybe. Like, I'm not saying it's not going to happen. It could. But people get so down on players that have been around for a couple years.
Especially running backs.
Yeah. And they get so excited about the younger ones, especially where they really locked in the draft and like, oh, this guy's going to be so good. And then, I mean, Kendre Miller did nothing, like nothing last year. And we've seen so many times running backs that people like coming out of the draft, they wind up doing nothing. Like, do you remember Trey Sermon? Like literally nothing. And that's not to say that that's going to be Miller, but it's well within the range of possibilities. And I think to assume that he's going to take a big chunk of the work from Alvin Kamara is just not the right assumption to make. It's not the most likely outcome.
Yeah, I think you're definitely right about that. I'm not the biggest Kendre Miller fan. He had one really good season at TCU. That whole offense was good. I'm probably underrating him a little bit. There's been some buzz about him, but I'm with you on that, Cardi. I haven't bumped up Kamara too much, but I probably will after this conversation. Now, let's get into what you love the most, especially on the baseball side. I wonder if it's as pressure filled on the football side, but it's rookies and rookie projections. And famously, we talk about this with you for the bat every single year that people's expectations for rookies are just almost always too high. But this is one of the best presumptive classes that we have seen in a long time. Does the Blitz see this as a more than usual productive rookie class? Or is this kind of like, hey, look, it's still a rookie class. There are going to be guys that are going to be pegged to be way overplayed. There's going to be guys that are pegged to be way underplayed at this point, and it's kind of a normal value. Or, you know, what everyone talked about with this draft class, especially for the last couple of years, is this is a historic type of draft class. You hear that about a player every single year coming out. You usually don't hear it about the overarching class. So is this class looking to be, by projections, more productive than usual, or is this just your standard rookie class and we're overblowing it because there are bigger names in it than usual?
So I think it's kind of a combination of both. Like, there are definitely likely to be some really good players to come out of this draft. The problem is everyone knows that you're not getting these guys at a discount. Like, okay, yeah, maybe Marvin Harrison Jr. projects better than, you know, a rookie wide receiver has in a couple of years, but you still have to pay a crazy amount for him. So that's kind of the thing that especially in terms of the running backs and the wide receivers, like, there's no rookie running back stepping into starting roles. I mean, there's nothing really to like there. The high end receivers, they have upside, but you have to pay for it. Like, Harrison's being drafted above Devontae Adams. Like, if you want Marvin Harrison, you have to pass up Devontae Adams and his league leading target share. And it's like, all right.
All
like,
because of Puka last year too, by the way.
Yeah. So for me, like, any upside is already more than built into the price. You know, Brock Bowers, you know, we know we're excited about him as a tight end, but like, he's got a bad QB. It's going to be a run heavy offense. Devontae's going to eat up so many of the targets. Jacoby Myers is still there. Like, I don't know. For me, those guys, I'm not really in on. What I can say nice about rookies this year is that the quarterbacks do show some pretty good value. Jaden Daniels in particular, where he's being drafted, looks pretty nice. The Blitz has him as it's QB 6 right now, and he's being drafted more like,
13. 11.
Yeah, 13. Yeah. So that's a pretty big gap. This is a Washington offense that, you know, they're going to have Kingsbury. They're going to not be super pass heavy, but not be super run heavy either. But Daniels, really, it's just about like the athleticism and the points that he can score on the ground. And if this is a guy that's going to be getting a bunch of design runs, a bunch of scrambles, he does have legitimate NFL weapons to throw to. Terry McLaurin, he projects as a good value, and you don't even have to spend a lot on him. You can take him at the back of the draft. You can take a couple of these guys at the back of the draft and see who pans out. Yeah, so that's what I can say. I think Caleb Williams looks pretty good for his price. Bo Nix looks pretty good for his price. If I'm picking rookies this year, it's probably at the
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Quarterback position, especially because I feel like the high-end quarterbacks all kind of have question marks this year.
Yeah, I can see that, you know, especially, you know, I still have Josh Allen as my number one quarterback, but I don't think you can expect 15 rushing touchdowns. Again, you know, kind of what you just said with Saquon and the rushing equity. I think Saquon gets that rushing equity because I think with no Jason Kelce and Saquon, who they just paid, I think you don't want to push your...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League
has to be at least three times bigger than this.
Your franchise and Jalen Hurts in the middle and in piles again anymore. So I think they go to Saquon. I kind of think the same thing with Jonathan Taylor, which is why I'm higher on him than you are. I think when you have a guy like Anthony Richardson who just busted up his collarbone a couple games in, you probably want to let your running back you just paid take the brunt of that. So I think those guys are going to go in, but you know, with other rookies, I guess I'll push back on Bowers a little bit just because I think they're going to use Bowers in a weird way. I think they're going to run him. I think they're going to run like screens with him. I think they're going to set him up for success, but it is Gardner Minshew. You know, so there is risk there. I think we don't think of that risk. And the reason why I like taking Bowers is because even if he bombs out, that bottom tier of tight ends to me is massive. I think it's pretty big, and there's going to be guys on the wire that if Bowers doesn't do what I think he's going to do, I can pick up a semi-productive guy off the wire. So you can take your risk, but there is a lot of risk in it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, at his price, I think Bowers is fine as long as it's more of like a dart throw than a guy you're actually, you know, really going to be counting on. Because, yeah, I mean, he's talented. He'll probably be used some fun ways. But at the end of the day, I'm not sure how much volume there's really going to be for him.
Yeah, it's going to be between him and Jacoby. And that is a tough situation to be in because we know Jacoby is a good player. He's done it for years, right? And Bowers is a rookie. He's coming off this tightrope ankle thing that he dealt with all year last year, as well at Georgia. So there are questions. I'll absolutely admit that. And once again, a lot like we talked about with Marvin Harrison, you know, getting the bump also because of Puka Nacua's unbelievable rookie season last year. Sam Laporta is kind of doing the same thing for Brock Bowers. Dalton Kincaid, I think, tempers us a little bit with Brock Bowers. Yeah. It depends on who you drafted last year, right?
Yeah, exactly. And Laporta, I mean, the whole kind of narrative around Laporta too that I feel like people were missing was like coming into last year, I feel like people were like, oh, you know, rookie tight ends usually aren't that good right away. And then Sam Laporta goes nuts and all of a sudden like Brock Bowers is going to have to do the same thing, or at least people think he will.
Yeah, it's we're putting expectations from last year on the guys this year. It's not always a successful formula, which is, you know, it's good to be reminded of sometimes. Let's talk about bounce back years. Are there any standouts? I think some guys like, you know, I think we expect Cooper Kupp to play much better because he's going to be healthier. We expect the Atlanta guys to get better just because Arthur Smith is gone. Bryce Young with Canales, people are excited about because how he kind of helped fix Baker Mayfield. He's kind of been known as the QB whisperer after helping fix Geno in Seattle. Baker gets a bump in Tampa Bay. Hopefully now we can fix Bryce Young. What do you think of those guys? And are there any other standouts that maybe we're not thinking of or you haven't heard mentioned of a lot that are looking to be bounce back candidates?
Yeah, you can't sell me on Young. Like, I'm not going to rule it out. It could happen. But they really are going to have to fix him. And even if he gets fixed where he's more efficient, this is an offense. I mean, Canales has said so many times how much he wants to run the ball. He really doesn't have a lot of great guys to throw to anyway. I just think there's, if you're taking a quarterback late, there's other ones with just as good upside and probably much less downside. I like Drake London. Like you said, the new offense, anything without Arthur Smith is going to be an improvement. Yeah. Anything without Arthur Smith is going to be an offense that passes the ball more, which is going to be really nice. So I like London. I like Kupp. I mean, really the thing with Kupp is, can he stay healthy? And is he going to get back to Kupp level target share with Puka there? Like how is that going to be distributed? I definitely think there's plenty of upside for him. Bounce back. I mean, I'll say Alvin Kamara again, for sure. You know, he's a guy who I'm really high on this year. Another name that the Blitz really likes is Chris Godwin. It's not like he had a bad year last year. Like, he had over 1,000 yards, but it was only 2 touchdowns. I think if you look at his fantasy rank, it was pretty low. He's being drafted 67th right now. The Blitz has him projected 35th overall. He's a guy who, Canales is gone in Tampa Bay, so it's going to be a bit of a new system. It looks like he's going to be playing out of the slot again this year, which is real nice. He's going to have, Mike Evans, obviously, to take some attention away. The new rookie, I'm blanking on his name, that they really like to take some.
McMillan.
McMillan. So if he's kind of getting these high percentage looks out of the slot for an offense that could be kind of efficient, I really like Godwin in PPR formats this year.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Yeah, Godwin is one our boy Pizapia identified immediately because I think his initial ranking was like in the 40s or something, because he had a down year last year. So we got the overcorrection. Even I am guilty of this sometimes. You'd think I'd recognize it as a guy that makes rankings as much. But I mean, we get our personal stuff in here on occasion when we're making the rankings, because not everyone is doing projections like Cardi, you know, where it's just you see the number and that's the number. You know, sometimes it's a little gut feel. So I did have Chris Godwin too low to start. I have since risen him. And then, of course, the good news about him working primarily out of the slot raises him as well. Didn't even need my boost. So I think that's a really good one. What about the other side of that, Cardi, where guys that are in for a downfall? I think, you know, we've mentioned a couple times Puka had a historic season last year. Repeatability is a big question. He's still going in the second round for a lot of people. So people still believe in Puka. Mostert, on the other hand, obviously most of his production came through touchdowns. So we're not as, we're not as forgiving for that. So he is a guy that is being pushed down. Give us a couple names of guys that you think are in for a regression, and maybe some names that we haven't been thinking of.
So I like Puka. I'm not expecting regression there, but I think both of the Dolphins running backs, Mostert and especially A-Chain, where he's being drafted, like, I get that he has, you know, like that home run upside. If Mostert gets hurt, you know, he's maybe like one of the top running backs in fantasy football. But as long as they're both healthy, they're going to eat into each other. And you can't count on the absurd efficiency that Achain had last year. Like, he's just not going to be rushing for whatever he had, 7 yards per carry or something stupid, and, you know, a touchdown and a half every game. Like, it's just, it's not, it's
it was unlike, it was like the highest elusive rating ever in PFF. Yeah. It was the highest yards after contact ever since they've been recording it. It was the highest yards per carry of a guy over 100 carries ever. Like, it's, he cannot possibly be this efficient again. I mean, I'll say that I wouldn't be shocked if his, you know, if his workload was a little bit bigger this year because he did it at Texas A&M. Yep. But
and I think he'll
they
be
brought in Jalen Wright also. So, and we talked about this defense first. They're going to have to run the ball to keep that defense off the field because it sucks. So I think people are not, you know, giving that as much credit either. So, but yeah, those efficiency numbers, like you said, they're just not repeatable. They're absolutely not repeatable.
They're not. And people like the flashy guys. They like the guys that are, you know, quote unquote good. And yeah, Achain is good by running back standards, but still, there's a lot we don't know about how to evaluate running backs. Guys that we think are good one year are not good the next year. How many times did we hear, Tony Pollard so much better than Ezekiel Elliott, bench Elliott and play Pollard. And then Pollard gets a chance to start. And everyone, like, the first half of the year is like, oh, Tony Pollard sucks now. Like you don't have the certainty on these guys that people think they do. Achain's great. But if you're not getting volume, he's the eighth running back off the board right now, and he's in a timeshare. Like, that's not for me.
Yeah. I'll push back on that just a little bit but I am more of a volume guy. I want the guys that have the guaranteed touches. The only reason I give Achain a pass is because I think he is the closest thing we've seen to Jamaal Charles since Jamaal Charles. And that's a Texas guy giving a Texas A&M guy a little credit here. So, you know, that's not usually my cup of tea when we're talking about personal things there as well. But Achain is a guy that I think just doesn't need 20 touches to be successful. If he finds one little sliver of light, he's gone, as he showed last year. So he's still an RB1 to me, but I do think he is being looked at as a guarantee, where if I do get Achain, I'm making sure to back him up with somebody else that has volume a little bit later, or someone that could run into some volume like Chase Brown a little bit later, because Zach Moss is a good running back, but he can't stay on the field. So I think Chase Brown's going to get that job. Speaking of some running backs and being tough to evaluate, but go ahead, Cardi, please.
No, it's okay. I had another couple of names that I think are going to be in for a downfall, which people always
do. Let's hear it.
George Pickens, his ADP is 48 right now. I have him ranked 100th. I mean, he's getting Arthur Smith as his new offensive coordinator. Like, yeah, Deontay Johnson's gone and they have Russell Wilson now, but Russell Wilson isn't good. Arthur Smith's just going to run the ball. Like, unless George Pickens turns into like a 25 to 30% target share guy, he's not paying this off. And then Dalton Kincaid's another one. We kind of skirted over him before, but like, was disappointing last year. Now all of a sudden he's the fourth tight end off the board. Buffalo traded Diggs. There's targets to go around, but when they switched offensive coordinators mid-year, they showed they want to run the ball more. Now this isn't going to be the pass-heavy Bills offense. Josh Allen's great, but they're going to be running the ball a good amount. And you're really counting on Kincaid being like the top option at where you have to pay for him. You can get Evan Engram, two or three rounds later. And Evan Engram is basically the guy you're hoping Dalton Kincaid is going to be. You're hoping that Dalton Kincaid gets the target share that Evan Engram got last year.
We just did a tight end premium mock, Cardi, and Evan Engram was the number one tight end scorer in tight end premium. When you give a point and a half, if you're going from PPR to point and a half for tight ends, he was a first round pick in tight end premium last season because he had so many catches. That's kind of crazy to think of based on where he's going. I think it's like tight end 6 or 7 right now.
Yeah, I think it's 7, which is just, it's way too low. I think he's the best value tight end on the board, and I'll take him well before Kincaid.
Yeah, that's, Kincaid definitely has an opportunity to step up and make an impact here, but who knows how that whole wide receiver core is going to break down, because they added Coleman. They went and got Curtis Samuel. And there's been buzz about stupid Chase Claypool again. So who knows what's going on there. But let's talk a little more about running backs, because there are some tough to know, as I would say it, running back groups in the NFL. Denver, there's a lot of buzz about Javonte potentially being out. Washington, is it Brian Robinson? Is it Austin Eckler? Because 2 years ago, Eckler was, you know, the number one running back in fantasy. And then last year, he looked truly dusted. I mean, he looked slow. So is he just switching to a receiving back? Cincinnati, Mixon is out of there. I mentioned that one before. It's Chase Brown versus Zach Moss. Are there any running back situations that stand out to you as tough to read, and or do you have good leans on some of these situations that were are a little bit muddy and clouded?
Yeah, so I don't think Washington and Cincinnati are quite as muddy. I got to give a shout out to the Coach Speak Index on Twitter. Just a fantastic account. But I mean, a lot of the quotes that we've been seeing out of both of these teams this offseason, like, it seems like it's going to be Robinson mostly on the ground, Eckler through the air. And it looks like it's going to be Moss as the back in Cincinnati. So, I mean, we don't know for sure, and anything can happen, but I feel better about those two than I do about knowing what's going to happen in Denver or Carolina, Chicago, even Houston. How much is mixed? How much of the load is Mixon going to get? How much is Damian Pierce going to work in? I feel like those are kind of the four muddiest situations for me.
Yeah. I mean, the Damian Pierce one, I'm getting, you know, I get all kinds of pushback, but all it's been from Slowick and the staff is Damian Pierce, right?
They've talked about loving Mixon, but they've talked about loving Pierce too. So, like, I mean, obviously Mixon's going to be the lead guy. It's just a matter of, like, is he going to be like a real workhorse, or is he kind of just going to, you know, just get like a normal kind of load?
Be the tweener, right? Exactly. So that one's tough. And how about this is offense that I want to talk to you specifically about, and just because I think we're all trying to figure it out, and people have different opinions on the Chargers all over the place. So,
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
For the Chargers.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! I feel like they're going to have to pass a little bit more than expected this season, because that defense is still bad. We talked about defense and how, you know, the numbers tend to change quickly. So maybe Jim Harbaugh can come in here and fix this immediately. But that secondary was so terrible last season. They gave up so many yards through the air. You have two big pass heavy offenses in that division as well, in Kansas City and Vegas. So I don't know. I think Justin Herbert's going to have to air it out a little bit more. There's cloudiness at the running back spot. Is it Gus Edwards? Is it J.K. Dobbins? Vidal is a great late round flyer that people have been plucking to potentially get that job in a run heavy offense. The wide receiver core is completely changed now. So is Quentin Johnston dead in the water? Is Ladd McConkey the leader? Is Josh Palmer going to emerge? This is the muddiest offense that I see in the NFL coming into the season. So how does the blitz handle the Chargers? It looks as clear as mud to me.
Yeah, the blitz does not like the Chargers offense for fantasy purposes at all this year. Pretty much anything that's come out of the camp, again, Coach Speak Index has posted a lot of great stuff on this. These guys want to run the ball. And if it wasn't clear by just the personnel they have and who they are and what they've done historically, like, this is a team that wants to run the ball. Maybe they'll be forced into passing in the second half of games a little bit. But we do know guys like this can be a little bit stubborn and they can still run the ball a little bit in those situations, even when they should be passing. The only player that the blitz thinks is even draftable as a starter in a 16-team league is McConkey, and it likes him less than ADP anyway. If you're in a non-PPR league, maybe Gus Edwards. But like, really, this is an offense that's probably going to be bad. It's probably going to be run heavy. There's really not a lot to like here.
Yeah, they're rebuilding, you know, and they had a chance to go and add Roma Dunze or Malik Nabert. Like, they had a chance to get some of these big name wideouts, and they skipped him for the O-line. If that doesn't show you,
because they want to run the ball.
Right. If that doesn't show you their dedication to pounding the rock, I don't know what else does. So I do, like, I get it. They're definitely going to run more. But Herbert in redraft, I feel like, is getting buried. So is Herbert not a top 16 QB? Or is he still in the top 16? Because you did say a 16-man league, but we were talking about more of position players. So what do we think of Herbert out of this offense?
So the blitz right now has Herbert as QB 22.
Buried.
it doesn't like him. And it's not that it doesn't like his talent. Like, he's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
But he has almost nothing to work with in terms of who he's throwing to. And he's probably not going to get a lot of pass volume. Probably not going to score a ton of touchdowns. Doesn't have any, real value on the ground with his legs. So, like, I don't see a whole lot to like here, unless the offense just winds up being really efficient somehow because the coaching makes it happen.
I think there could be an underrated aspect to his rushing game, but there's a bunch of quarterbacks that have an underrated, rushing game because they're the franchise and teams don't want to run them. And we saw, I liked Easton Stick coming out of North Dakota State, but he wasn't good last year. Right. So, if Herbert keeps getting hurt running the ball, they're probably not going to put him in that scenario. I think, we saw in the Rose Bowl, his last performance in college, he can definitely still run. And I think he can do it the NFL. I just don't know if you want him to do it, especially for an offense that already has holes in it at the wide receiver and running back position. So I think he can run. Will he? Probably not. So, I don't know. I think he's going to have to pass more than expected, but we'll see how that goes. The Fantasy Pros ECR wide receiver tiering is pretty standard. It's like a top three. And then we have group tiers of 5, 7, 8 players. Then a big group of wide receivers, like 3 through 5, like, 25 to 50. There's two big groups. Does the blitz see it similar to those groupings with value at the flex/bench area, or are the groupings at the top deeper and provide more value than rankers are seeing? Personally, I have more value in the top group, the very tippy top group. And I have it tighter in that wide receiver 3-4 group. So if we're looking at it in terms of that, it's a complicated way of asking you, where is the value in wide receiver, Cardi? Is it closer to the top? Or is it at the bottom in that flex bench area where the real value is?
It's a bit of a cop-out answer, but I think the answer is both. The blitz sees the tier structure kind of similarly to those rankings, but it sees some of the names being different. So like on the Fantasy Pros consensus rankings, it's CeeDee Lamb, it's Tyreek Hill, and it's Ja'Marr Chase in the top three. And the Blitz wants to kick out Ja'Marr Chase and wants to put Amon-Ra St. Brown in there. Like Amon-Ra St. Brown, it thinks is, you know, I mean, could be considered for the first pick. Like it's kind of those three and McCaffrey, and those are like the top, that's the top four tier overall. Amon-Ra is fantastic. Completion percentage is through the roof. Targets are through the roof. They're playing every game except for three indoors this year. Like that many dome games is so exciting. Unfortunately, two of the outdoor games are in the playoffs, but like this is still, I mean, Amon-Ra, I think is, he's a guy that the Blitz was really high on last year. Last year, Amon-Ra and CeeDee were kind of being taken at like the round one, round two turn. And the Blitz was like, no, these are like, I think it had them ranked fifth and sixth. We saw what happened with CeeDee. Amon-Ra had another great year. CeeDee's finally getting a ton of respect. And Amon-Ra just not as much as he should, I don't think. In terms of like that second tier, the Blitz would have AJ Brown like at the top of it, like almost kind of trying to push into the first tier, and it would have Garrett Wilson down in more of the third tier. So I think you can definitely find value with guys like Amon-Ra with AJ Brown at the top. And then I think there's value later too with, we talked about Godwin already, but I think DeAndre Hopkins, I think Tyler Lockett, in deeper leagues, I think Curtis Samuel, there's definitely value to be found.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Then get on the grid, sportsgrid.com.
It's in this league.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Devin Singletary, Zach Moss, James Conner, Zamir White. Like these guys that we can be pretty confident are going to be getting a lot of the volume, and maybe they're not on the best teams, or maybe, you know, they're not going to, you know, break as many long, you know, long runs, or maybe not quite as involved in the pass game, but like where you're drafting these guys at, I think they're going to be, those are the type of guys that I have the most interest in at running back. And then, you know, like we kind of said, like there's a lot of good high end wide receivers this year, that I'd much rather have AJ Brown or Amon-Ra St. Brown or, you know, Davante Adams even probably above some of those, you know, second tier running backs.
Yeah. And that is, I have rostered Devin Singletary in a bunch of spots. James Conner, I still have in a bunch of spots. James Conner, everyone is afraid of Trey Benson. And with Singletary, I don't know what it is with Singletary. All he did was go to Houston and push Damian Pierce, a guy that they love clearly, out of his job, right? And have high volume. He had the same thing in Buffalo. I disrespected Singletary coming in, and he has made me pay for it ever since watching his tape at FAU. And I went, I don't know. This guy had a ton of volume at FAU. I don't know if he's going to have the same type of volume in the NFL because he's not, he doesn't have that top end speed. He didn't have one trait that really broke out to me, but he puts it all together in a great package, and they don't have Saquon anymore. It's Daniel Jones coming off an injury. Your best player on offense is a rookie wide receiver. So Devin Singletary is going to see a ton of that workload, and no one is behind him. Is Eric Gray?
Yeah, no one's like, who's going to take any of the running back work away from him? Like Eric Gray? Like, no, probably not.
Right. Yeah. Right. Tyrone Tracy, another rookie who they're probably going to move all around the formation. He's not taking anything away either. So yeah, I mean, those are very good call outs, Cardi. So again, thank you so much.
I just want to speak to for a second. Like, this is so much like the rookie running back wish casting thing where people are like, oh, I want Trey Benson to be a thing. He's got it. I mean, it's James Conner. He's got to be playing over Conner, you know, by week four. Right. And maybe, but I think the chances of that happening are a lot lower than people think they do. Like, this coaching staff has raved about how much they love James Conner. I think he's the starter. He's getting a big workload.
And it, you know, if you just go and look at all types of efficiency metrics, James Conner is still one of the best running backs in the NFL when healthy. Now, you know, look, the guy has been banged up. Of course he's been, the guy went through cancer before he came into the league, right? His story is incredible, and I'm a Steelers fan. You know, my dad's side of the family is from Pittsburgh. I'm originally from Texas. That's why I have weird allegiances, but watching James Conner at Pitt and then Pittsburgh was a treat. He is a great, phenomenal football player, but he's had injury history, so people want to be out on him, and they have a rookie behind him and a big rookie, you know, and Trey McBride. Like, there's a lot of pieces to like in this Cardinals offense, and the defense is bad. So Kyler Murray, I think, is in for, you know, put all these weapons around Kyler Murray. He's in for a pretty decent sized year, I feel like, this season as well. Well, Cardi, thank you so much for stopping by again. Just tell everyone where they can find the Blitz, what all it does for you in season as well, not just draft season, but what it does for you in season, where they can get it.
Yep, you can find me on Twitter at Derek Cardi. You can find the Blitz in the preseason for free over at EV Analytics. You can customize it to your fantasy league. You can compare it to prop lines. Once we get into the season, you will have to subscribe. DFS is over at RotoGrinders. Sports betting is at EV Analytics. But it's been really great so far.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love using it. It's a great tool to have in the tool bag as well. So please check it out. Follow Derek Cardi at Derek Cardi on the Twitter. Follow me at Bogman Sports, and check out the In This League Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army or inthisleague.com. We'll take you there. We have tiers. The $10 a month will get you into our GroupMe room, where you have direct access to the Welsh and I. Ask us questions, hit, you know, find leagues, just interact with a great fantasy community. It's all about fun. Our only rule is don't be a dick. I think that's a pretty easy rule for everybody to follow. So appreciate you guys joining us, and we will see you guys. The next episode is going to be ranks analysis. I'm going to be breaking down what you actually see in the draft room. What do you see in the draft room when you go in? Where are the values? Who is buried in the software, and who you can take advantage of because of their systems in ESPN, Fantrax, Yahoo, Sleeper. We're going to go through it all. So that will be our next episode, and that is it for us today. Take it easy, everybody.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours. When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.